Now, would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please, and then a moment of silence following? Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I would ask that you remain standing for a minute, just in a moment of silence for our city and for the officer that's been lost. Thank you. Okay, Francis, if we could have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Here.
Commissioner Clemens?
Here.
Commissioner Cisneros? Commissioner Barker?
Here.
Chairman Nord?
Here. Note that Commissioner Cisneros has an excused absence due to medical things there. Okay, this is section is on public comment, provides an opportunity for those in the public to speak on any issue relevant to this commission that is not on the agenda. If you have items you would like to speak to at this time, please step up and do that if you will. Okay, hearing none, we'll move to, we have a consent agenda, I guess, is that right? Yeah, we do. This building report, would that be under the consent agenda or is that unnecessary?
We have nothing on the consent agenda today. We're changing things. We're going to continue to provide you with the building report. It's always going to be made available to you, but it's not necessary that you take any action on the building report. So we'll continue to provide it to you. You're welcome to comment on it if you'd like during commissioner comment period if there's anything of interest. But it's no longer going to appear on the agenda requiring any action.
Okay, thank you very much. Then there's no consent agenda. Okay, we'll move to a public hearing section on the conditional use permit number 456, one-stop alcoholic beverage sale license, continued from the meeting held on February 18th. Considering request of the one-stop for conditional use permit to allow type 21. So we have a staff report, please.
Rob Terry, the assistant planner, will provide a report.
Chairman Nord, commissioners, before you tonight is conditional use permit number 456. Planning Commission action is advisory on conditional use permit 456. The applicant is requesting a conditional use permit for issuance of a type 21 off-sale general beer, wine, and distilled spirits alcoholic beverage sales license. The applicant currently possesses a type 20 off-sale beer and wine license at the location in which they are applying for. Tonight's PC recommendation regarding this conditional use permit will not have any effect on that currently held license. One Stop is located at 889 East Manning Avenue, and they have submitted a request to the city for issuance of a conditional use permit to allow for a Type 21 license to be held at their store. Issuance of this conditional use permit will enable the location to sell beer, wine, and distilled spirits for off-site consumption only. The application was submitted by Mr. Lackwinder Sandhu, and the application has been enclosed with the staff report. The project site is located in Census Tract 6601. Currently, 9 off-sale licenses are permitted by the ABC in the Census Tract. 10 licenses currently exist. An additional application for a CUP allowing for alcohol sales was submitted to the Planning Commission by Walgreens and was done so on February 18th, 2010. The Commission's action was to recommend approval of the CUP to the City Council. Should the request for Walgreens be approved and subsequent findings of public convenience and necessity are made by the City Council, that would bring the total number of ABC licenses in that census tract to 11. Because the applicant currently holds a Type 20 off-sale beer and wine alcoholic beverage sales license, issuance of a Type 21 license to them would not increase in an overall number of licenses in the census tract, as their current Type 20 license would simply become defunct and would be replaced with a Type 21 license, which allows for the current issues that are covered under a Type 20 beer and wine, and would simply add the distilled spirits on top of that. The applicant is also requesting public convenience and necessity findings in conjunction with this conditional use permit application. No action is required by the Planning Commission in regards to the public convenience and necessity findings. Your recommendation as to the approval or denial of the conditional use permit before you tonight will be passed on to the City Council in conjunction with the public convenience and necessity findings application. The State of California Alcoholic Beverage Control Act, sections 25631 and 25632, state that the sales and or on-site consumption of alcoholic beverages are not permitted between the hours of 2 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock a.m. One Stop currently operates on a 24-hour-a-day basis, which creates an additional public safety concern for the availability of distilled spirits during extended sales hours. The applicant currently enjoys the right to sell beer and wine for off-sale consumption during extended hours due to their 24-hour availability or openness of the store. The right to sell beer, wine, and distilled spirits during extended hours is not a property right that owners currently possess that are adjacent to this current operation. Staff does not believe that there are circumstances or conditions applicable to the land structure or use which make the granting of this permit necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right. With their application, the applicant states that the need to add distilled spirits is to do so to increase their business sales. While staff is mindful of the applicant's need to remain competitive, potential increase to sales activity does not necessarily warrant an increase in the intensity of alcohol sales in the area. The applicant does indicate that they have not experienced any major crimes such as robbery at this location. However, the Reedley Police Department has expressed concern of potential increase in disturbance activities due to previous encounters both within and adjacent to the location, as stated in the memo attachment. In speaking with Chief Wright over the phone about this application, he shared several concerns with me, which I have included inside of the memo. To begin with, Chief Wright is aware that the census tract is deemed by the ABC as over-concentrated. In addition to that being the foundation and basis of his main concern, he continued that several times in the past, officers have been dispatched to this location regarding disturbances both within and adjacent to the proposed location. Alcohol has been a factor in many of these calls, in his opinion. Specific dates and data relating to these calls can be presented to the commission if desired, available through the police department. Another major concern that Chief Wright had is the fact that Manning Avenue is a major transportation corridor throughout the city, which conducts heavy vehicular and pedestrian traffic. The proposed location is within an area that currently requires very consistent police presence due to the activity and traffic of the immediate area. The addition of distilled spirit sales at this location, particularly in its 24-hour setup of operation, is a major concern for law enforcement in regards to ensuring that the general safety and welfare of the public is upheld. For these reasons, the police department cannot support the addition of a Type 21 alcoholic beverage sales license in the applied-for location. However, should the commission and council decide to approve the conditional use permit and corresponding PCN, the police department would request that a condition be placed requiring the installation of cameras at the premises, including compatibility with and access for the police department's video surveillance system. Attached with staff's report are two resolutions. One resolution that recommends denial, and one resolution that recommends approval. Found in the resolution that recommends approval, you will find the police department's request as the final condition. Condition 11, the applicant or property owner shall install and maintain security cameras at the premises, which must be compatible with and accessible by the agency's video surveillance systems in locations as deemed necessary by the police department. In addition to this finding, Condition number 8. The city shall conduct an inspection performed by the city code enforcement at the first anniversary of the CUP approval and may conduct annual inspections thereafter to ensure compliance with approved conditions of approval. The annual inspections will occur within 3 weeks of the anniversary of the approval of conditional use permit number 456. Item number 8 was placed as a condition of approval at the direction of the former conditional use permit the last time that this commission met in regards to that, and the wording was placed there to be appropriate to what the commission had asked for. Taking all of the findings, staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission recommend denial of conditional use permit number 456, subject to the findings and conditions contained in the in resolution number 2010-14. That concludes staff's report. We're available to answer any questions that the commission may have. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Okay, we will have a public hearing on this today. So at this time, I will open that public hearing to speak either in favor or against the resolution in front of us. I'd invite anyone who wants to speak to come to the microphone, identify yourself, and tell us what's on your mind.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Nick Sahota. I'm with the Central Valley Engineering, also representing Mr. Lakvinder Sendu with One Stop. And I just want to let commissions know that Mr. Lakvinder has been doing this business at this location for so many years, 19 years, and he currently has, before me, as mentions that he has type 21 license, which is off sale and beer and wine, and he's wanted a type 21, which is not going to be that much a difference far as the safety to the public and well as everybody around that area. It's not going to be anything different, and he's fully aware of that, and these store hours are 24 hours, but he is not, he's also aware of that. From 2 a.m. to the 6 a.m., he does not sell any beers to anybody. And actually, his all hours are 4 a.m. to the 2 a.m., which is he closed down for 2 hours. Mr. Lakvinder is also, as I mentioned, that 19 years doing this business, and he never have any ABC violations, well as with any city violations. And he's always comply with all the laws out there. And this One Stop is at a very convenient place, and we don't think it's going to violate any zoning in anything in that area. And lastly, there's a more business came in this area where One Stop's, obviously the sales has been tremendous down recently. And so that's it's very important for him, you know, and this type 121 license will bring more revenue to the store and well as to the city. And please consider this request to approve type 21. And as far as that is compliance with the surveillance cameras, we don't have any problems. We do have already.
I have a 16 cameras installed, and the police, I think the chief doesn't know, but I have detectives, they know, they go there to the, ask the DVDs, or make me DVDs, I have a hard drive. His current is that, they say to me, do you have number one surveillance system in the store, in the DVD?
So, we are complying with it, and that's all we're going to request you guys. Thank you.
And you're saying these cameras are compatible with the system they spoke to?
Yeah.
Maybe you could go over here and speak to that.
Yes, sir. And the city of Ridley, detectives Gonzalez, Kimos, and I have other cars. They always go there. They have something happened. The people lying to them. They was there. It's not. They got an accident or something. They go there, look my surveillance, and I always download the DVDs, and they come and correct the, all the information since I was 2001 in the store, and they always, I never turn them anyways down because I know I need, they need me as I need them. And the same with the cities. I don't want any problem with the cities, and that's why I'm compliant with the cities all the time. I'm happy to come. I do my share, but I'm a happily member of Tiger Club, Little League, and I have a few students in high school, the volleyball team. I'm supporting them too.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to clarify the condition number 11 in the draft resolution for approval is stating that the camera system, if it's not already, would be made compliant with the new police department's camera system. I believe he's saying that what he's done in the past has made his information available to the police department, which is appreciated, but this condition is saying that the camera system that they have, if it's not capable of working in conjunction with a new system that the police department is going to start using, that would be a condition, that whether the cameras that are there could be used or you would need to use one of the new cameras that our police department's using. That's what this condition is saying.
Okay, do you gentlemen understand that?
Yes, sir. I can go ask the police department what kind of system they want. I can install that. I just bought the new DVR, so that's not a big deal. Okay. It's security to us, all my employees, well, the customer, and I have to be compliant with that. I don't want to risk my customers.
Sure. Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this issue?
My name is Adam Pacheco, and I've known them since they started working that store. I live two blocks down on Pecan. I have six sons, two daughters. We walk over there almost on a daily basis. Sometimes my daughter wants a sandwich. I have no bread. We walk down to the store, two blocks. They're open. Town and Country's closed at 8 o'clock. Can't go buy bread over there. You know, Save Mart's a little bit more further away. It is coming, and I've known them, and after the 2 a.m. period, I can't even get beer from them. And I've known them, you know what I mean, for the 19 years. So, I mean, it's very convenient, not only for myself, but also neighbors in that whole area, down Fitcher, behind us, you know, Temperance, all of those neighborhoods right there. I mean, it's a convenient liquor store because we're able to go, and not only for alcohol, but buy other items that we need. And all the years, I've been living here since 1980. You know, and it is very convenient for me as well as for my children because I don't have to worry because they're not traveling very far distance to go to the store to go get a loaf of bread or to go get a Gatorade or something. And they're good people. I mean, they're real friendly and they do have, you know, I mean, good surveillance cameras, covers, all the way back to the the car wash that they have in the far end, you know, across the street of Manning. And so it does cover a large range. And it's very, you know, I mean, there's always a couple guys right there working and stuff. They're very courteous, respectful. You know what I mean? My mom, I have no problem. My mom's 62 years old. And sometimes she'll get tired and she'll say, you know what? I'll go to the store. I'll go over there to the one stop. Well, she still calls it Manning Mart. Yeah. But she'll go, I'll go get me, you know what I mean? I'll go get me a little cupcake or something and a soda. You know, and I mean, it would be nice if the city, you know, city could help them out and, you know, give them the license that they need to improve their business. You know, and all the years that I've known, there's never really been any serious situations arising there. But they are very convenient for a lot of us who reside in the north side of Reedley. Thank you, sir.
Just remember, we're not working here to close them down.
No. No, we want to keep them up. Yeah, it's hard to find, you know, I mean, a good store that has a little bit of everything and stuff that accommodates the whole family, not just the adults or just the little small kids. But, you know, I mean, me as a parent, you know, I mean, and right now I've been a single parent for a couple of years. You know, it's difficult to let the kids. I got kids in Reedley High School. You know what I mean? And Clovis, I got a 19-year-old studying criminology at Reedley College right here, which, thank God, he's doing very good. You know, and every time they go, Dad, can I get $5? I won't go to the liquor store down here and go get me a soda, or, you know what I mean? I won't go get a bag of chips. Sure, no problem. I know them, so I know that they have their surveillance cameras and they're able to see you coming up from behind where the gas stations are at and stuff. So it's very well secured and everything's good. And plus, you know what I mean? I've seen a couple of officers that I know myself that are always frequently stopping off right there and getting themselves something to drink or a cup of coffee. You know, so, I mean, as for security and the safety of people and everything, it's very good. I trust it to allow my children to walk 2 blocks down there at 8:30 in the evening to go get something from the store.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, I'm hearing no one. I'll close that public hearing section here. And why don't we take a brief break here and let John take care of his call. He's got to take care of school transportation issues for, and that was quick. He's a quick man.
Make sure it wasn't an emergency.
There you go. Okay, we'll go back into session then.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay, and then it's back to commissioners for questions of either city staff or the gentleman representing the one-stop store here. Open this for questions and comments and clarification if whatever is needed here.
I've got a question, Chairman. So, Rob, explain this to me that currently they could sell beer and wine 24 hours a day. Under the current situation?
No, ABC regulations state that you cannot sell alcohol at all from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay. So this would be no different. It's just that they'll have the distilled spirits.
Correct. Yes, as far as the hours, the only reason why the hours of operation is discussed in the staff report is because you have a 24-hour store.
Right.
And then a 4-hour window of that 24 hours in which alcohol sales is not allowed by the ABC. So it's for informational purposes.
So I guess I'm curious because I don't, frequent a store at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. But then are those items locked up when they're open for business to where they – the public doesn't have access, or as part of the ABC, do they just refuse to allow people to purchase those?
The state lead training states that there should be signing placed upon the product stating that it cannot be sold from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So that is going to be your standard. But
okay.
But all the employees that are there, if you're allowed to sell alcohol of any sort, your employees have to be lead certified and trained.
Got it.
And if they have gone through that, then they should be very well aware of the hours in which it is not allowed or lawful to sell alcohol.
Okay.
Run through just again, in that census area, do we have other 24-hour establishments that have this type 21 license?
Not currently, no.
Not currently?
No.
We have other 24 hours that have the other type 20?
I did not look for type 20. To be honest, so I could not give you a definitive answer if I know if there are any 24 hours with a type 20.
If there are none with a type 21, we know.
Correct.
That. Okay.
Now, how many other similar type stores have a 21?
In that census tract?
No, in the city.
Let's take a look.
I know of one, and I think they had a 24-hour operation at one time. That's
on
quick corner at
Dinuba?
The quick corner at I Street and Reed.
Oh, correct. That is in Tract 67.
I believe you're correct, Commissioner Tartaglia, that market does have, it is a 24-hour market. It does have a Type 20 and Type 21 license.
They're currently not open 24 hours, but I think they have been in the past.
blue ones I see are the ones that have the 21 within the city of Reedley.
Yes, sir. So the handout that I gave you is the same handout that you were given at the last meeting for a similar conditional use permit request.
Right.
It shows all of the off-sale licenses within the city of Reedley. And as Commissioner Clement stated, the blue dots represent type 21 licenses throughout the city.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir.
Have there ever been any violations at the store here, either for underage sales or in hours violations or anything?
According to the ABC website, where you can look up violations, there have not been any at this location that are on record.
That store on I Street there, we were talking about, that had the type 21 that was evidently a one-time open 24 hours. They've been in business quite a long time. Was that, do you know any details of how they got approval to do that, or?
You recall we recently changed our regulations regarding off-sale licenses. Historically, we have had the requirement for a conditional use permit for on-sale licenses where it's consumed with meals, but off-sale licenses didn't used to require a conditional use permit. We adopted that ordinance in 2009. When that license was acquired at that location, they went from a type 20 off-sale beer and wine to type 21 off-sale beer and wine and distilled spirits. There was no over-concentration, which was the only thing that would trigger any kind of local agency approval. So they were able to get that simply through ABC.
Aren't they possibly, though, within 1,000 feet of a school? I think that came up when that one was issued. Which there was a prohibition against.
I can't be sure because it was issued by ABC without any need for any local local input. The process is a potential applicant goes to ABC and applies for a license. ABC contacts the city and says what needs to happen in the city. So they did their check at ABC with the market on Reed and I Street, came to the conclusion that they could issue that license, and they did so. So it must not have been anything on a checklist that triggered any need for local input.
Now, are other locations of the type 21, is it correct to assume that they are also living under those old rules where there was no conditions or no opportunity, should I say, to put conditions on them as we may consider at this time?
The only off-sale license that has a use permit issued to it would be the Michoacan Market that received a conditional use permit after the 2009 every other off-sale license is operating, and in the event there's an issue that comes up, they've all been classified as deemed approved, so we would treat them as if they had a use permit and bring them before you and address the issue and establish any conditions you see necessary. Nothing has happened since adoption of the ordinance that required us to bring any current off-sale operator in front of you.
I guess one of my concerns is that, not necessarily of the market, but the area. If the Chief Wright is saying that obviously we're having to spend more our extra time patrolling in that area, and things that at least it's highly likely relate to alcohol consumption. My guess is we're going to emphasize that we're going to get new stuff related to the distilled spirits beyond the current sales.
It would have been nice to have had a representative from the police department here to address some of these issues, but you know, we have an over concentration, but there's a lot of stores that we've allowed to have distilled spirits licenses, and I think Mr. Sandwinder's track record speaks well in his favor. As far as police calls there, part of the police calls, I'm assuming, are because of traffic and could be from related to liquor sales from other establishments. You have several right across the street, and could be just a kind of symptom of the neighborhood.
From my conversations with Chief Wright, who I apologize, I know had every intention when this application was first brought forward, and he and I and the rest of staff communicated, I know he had every intention of being here. Of course, in light of recent events, has other places that he needs to be at this time. I know the general feeling as we spoke about the application, about the area, was not anything directly negative toward the applicant or necessarily the business itself. The overarching concern was exactly as Commissioner Tartaglia mentioned. It was the area, the amount of people that frequent the area, and the type of issues that either have been or could be in the future alcohol related.
Okay, commissioners, any other questions, comments?
One of the things I do like in the conditions is the review, and the other, there's another condition that says something about a second offense would trigger a review. I'm wondering if that condition might be tweaked a little bit to, if there is a serious violation of something that would trigger it a little sooner. It's condition 12 or 10, I believe. This presents us with a real issue, because you have a somewhat of a fairness issue, even though it is a over-concentrated area. So I don't know. I have ambiguous feelings.
The violations that are being mentioned in item 12 are going to relate to an ABC violation. Any type of violation would not be specific to, say, a police response or a police call on the local level. It would be a violation as reported to the California ABC. If there is additional language that you would like to include that would allow for violations to be reported on a local level, a certain amount within a stated amount of time, that is something that could be placed within the resolution.
Well, it may be interesting to know if there were any substantial increases in police calls due to the license. You know, and if so, if the commission was and the council was of a mind to grant it, that could possibly, if there was a major change there, that could present a review and or maybe revocation. But based on the past record, that kind of seems unlikely.
I was going to say it's probably a fairly rare instance where ABC gets involved in these, even. I mean, it's got to be a pretty darn serious thing where ABC steps in. You know, one of the gentlemen was talking about sending your daughters down there and whoever, and feeling safe about that. I guess, you know, at least one of my questions to you, or one of my comments to you would be, would we not like to do what we can to create an area where that is not a problem that you would ever have to worry about? Inviting people to come down, if really this distilled spirits is so important that the business may not thrive or grow or survive, makes me wonder about what else they're selling that's really important to us to have. What we're doing is we are contributing to the delinquency, shall we say, of an area by selling the distilled spirits. because the people that want those, in my mind, are probably the people who create the need for a police call, the need to have police there more often. Not in every case, I'm sure. I'm sure people travel through. And I don't have any question with you, you fellows. I mean, you have ultimate responsibility to take care of that and try to make sure it's as clean as possible because you want to survive and thrive. But again, if I were sending my daughter that, first of all, I probably wouldn't send her by herself ever, and you may not too, I don't know. But I would not send my daughter or my wife or anyone else to, I guess I would not send them to the part of town where I knew there were lots of police calls, for one thing. And I'm seeing this as presenting the opportunity for even more police calls. So I think in some ways you may feel it's very necessary to have, but in other ways you may not need it as much as you think you do. Now, can we prove that? I doubt it. But
I could make a comment to what you've just been saying about the police calls. I mean, just like in every part of Wrigley, we have a big, major problem with gangs. We have the Southerners and we have the Northerners that are always going into scrimmages with each other. And they're all around us. We live in the corner of Pecan and Cypress. And my dad is up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's 80, he's going to turn 87 this Sunday. And he's there in his little electric chair and his little table watching the news. He opens his curtains up. And he's so fascinated by how many times he's seen a police car pass by. Lately, the past couple of weeks, he'll say, oh, I'm surprised. It's getting better. I've only seen a police car pass by twice this week. Two times to pass by in 1 week is not a frequent in the neighborhood. And we've had some scrimmages, you know, in the north side of Greeley. But lately it's been real quiet. And I think spirits, I mean, as Jim always said, there's other stores that sell them. You know what I mean? You could easily go to a store. I'm speaking like myself. I work in Fowler. A lot of times by the time I get out of work on Friday, it's already 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. I come home, and I'm not gonna work Saturday. I like a cold beer. Town and Country's closed. I can't go to Town and Country and go and buy a cold beer, because it's closed. It would be nice to know that I don't have to go very far from my house, go to the one stop.
You can walk.
Yeah, I can walk. I'll get you tired.
Lower your risk, huh? Lower your risk.
This is a new, the conditional use permit for off-sale licenses is new for the commission in the city. Staff's tried to point out where there are concerns or potential concerns, and there with the intensification of the products, going from beer and wine to beer, wine, and distilled spirits, and also the different hours that the convenience market operates versus the other distilled spirit sellers, which are grocery store, Rite Aid, and then there are two liquor stores in the area. But also be fair to the applicant, understanding that they don't have a history of violations with ABC. Clearly, they've got a track record and exhibit that they're responsible enough to possess and operate an alcohol license. At this point, you don't have a complete conditional use permit in place over this place, that you do have an opportunity to put one over them now if you like, if you feel that that's something that gives you a vehicle to better regulate alcohol licenses. From staff's perspective, there's arguments why there are legitimate concerns, but there's also legitimate arguments for how it could be recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. Again, your action today is advisory to the City Council for the applicant's benefit. They're going to make a recommendation, and that recommendation will go to the City Council for review and approval, along with your public convenience necessity findings request.
The other thing that comes into question is, you know, we are at the saturation point, or we are at the maximum point for that census tract, correct?
We are.
The more we move past that number that I guess is developed by who? ABC?
ABC.
Okay, ABC has advised us anyway. It amounts to advisory to say,
correct,
within a census area there should be no more than X number of licenses. Do we simply ignore that advice, or at what point do we stop it?
It's there for a reason. It says that based on the population, this is what is deemed the a level of licenses before you want to make sure you're getting local input. In this case, procedurally, they're getting a new license. So we're at the certain number. They're asking to get a new license, so it's deemed over-concentrated. But in this case, they will be swapping out their existing license for a different license.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be experiencing a net increase of licenses. But procedurally, they need to go through the same process of public convenience necessity findings, because that's the process. You have a license, but you want to get a new one. You're already over the level, so you've got to get public convenience necessity findings. In this case, they'll be forfeiting the Type 20 license. They'll be changing one for the other.
Is there a different threshold for Type 20 and Type 21?
There is not.
Same thing.
Yes. The only way they classify it is on sale and off sale.
There is one specific distinction, and that's with Type 20 licenses in Fresno County and I believe five other counties in the state that are deemed over-concentrated for Type 20 licenses, no matter how many you have. The Type 20 is the convenience market license. That's beer and wine, off-sale beer and wine. So based on statistics for Fresno County, ABC is there's legislation passed that said all Type 20 licenses require public convenience necessity findings. In this case, they're asking for public convenience necessity findings because it's over-concentrated locally. There's over-concentrated locally, and then there's an overall county designation that Fresno County has that says all Type 20 licenses require PCN from the local jurisdiction. Back to the question about the Reed Avenue and I Street license. Had that been a Type 20 license that store was trying to get, they would have had to get a public convenience necessity approval locally. They got a Type 21, and it wasn't over-concentrated at the time, so there was no local input.
Just a comment on that, the store David was just talking about. I live within close walking distance to it, and when they first got that license, I wasn't really thrilled about it. However, in the 15 years plus, I think, that they've had it, I've never noticed any problem. And that's a part of town, too. It's not a bad part of town, but I would be hesitant about sending my wife and daughter out after dark like I would in most areas of town because of not necessarily the people that live there, but the people that travel through. So just an observation.
Mr. Barker, your thoughts?
Well, I was interested in the one resolution that we have has four findings on it, and the new resolution that we have has 11. And one of the items in that 6C, quite an addition there that the use does not result in repeated nuisance activities within the premises or in close proximity of the premises, included but not limited to disturbance of the peace, illegal drug activity, public drunkenness, drinking in public, harassment of passerby, gambling, prostitution, sale of stolen goods, public urination, theft, assaults, batteries, acts of vandalism, excessive littering, loitering, graffiti, illegal parking, excessive loud noises, especially in the late night or early morning hours, traffic violations, curfew violations, lewd conduct, or police detentions and arrests, or any conduct or activity prohibited by Chapters 1 or 8 of Title 5. That's outside the store. That could be caused by something that we could put inside the store. And it looks to me like there's a real potential that this could affect someone on the outside, a passerby, a child, I lived in that area for 5 years down on the corner of Columbia and Parlier. We have our horses down there. And when we lived there, I heard sirens all the time, or shots all the time over there. And of all places to move, I moved to the east side of Reedman. So out of the frying pan, into the fire. But I'm just concerned because I'm assuming the 6C was that part of Chief Wright's language, or?
You have two different resolutions. One has four, numbers 1 through 4. One has numbers 1 through 11. Those are two different resolutions. One is a resolution in the event you recommend approval. One is a resolution in the event you recommend denial. I don't know if those changes were added.
Those specific changes were not added at the request of the police department. When the conditional use process or permitting process in order to allow greater local control over the off-sale alcoholic license was put in place and adopted in 2009, there were certain standard, for lack of better terms, things that that staff on a larger level, staff and also legal counsel suggested be placed within that. This was not placed in as part of this application only, or as part of this resolution only. This is one of those standard items that would have been found as you were looking at the very first conditional use permit for the meat market.
Next question: If store A were to send in an application for another CUP, would we get something like this?
Yes, you would. Okay. You would see very similar, if not the exact same language on a vast majority of this resolution, because we understand where the issues may be, what fears and concerns the city has, and what interests we need to ensure that we are covering. So you will see those items, and then any additional items that may be relevant to that area or to that application, you may also see as well within the resolution. In this resolution, you'll see item 7, item 8, and item 11 are going to be different than in the two previous conditional use permit resolutions.
And the issue that you're bringing up with 6C gets to part of what was behind some of the rationale for developing a conditional use permit process for off-sale licenses. Understanding the applicant has no violations with ABC, that's a good thing. They're obviously following all of ABC's rules. On the other hand, you're getting something from the police department that says, well, we have issues in the area. They're not necessarily related to ABC issues or concerns. They don't result in anything that's reported to ABC that ABC takes action on or says that the applicant is violating. But it's two different issues now. You're going to have the applicant needs to comply with ABC's rules. He's clearly doing that, and he's going to continue to do that or face losing the license. The conditional use permit is a City of Reedley vehicle that you get to use and say, if we see these things happening, you're violating your use permit, and we need to do something about it. So it gets a level of control locally that we currently don't have and didn't have in the past. So there's an advantage to approving a conditional use permit. It may seem counterintuitive that you're expanding, and that's fair. The applicant's asking for, I would like the opportunity for more privileges, but he's embracing, you're gonna have the opportunity for more control. Is that something that the Planning Commission wants to recommend approval for, or does not? And that's kind of the question that's before you.
I have one technical, or housekeeping question. Is the address 889 East Manning or 998? Staff report mentions 889 and the resolutions have 998.
That would be my dyslexia. I apologize.
Nice to know that someone else suffers from that too.
Oh yes, quite often, unfortunately.
So Rob, with this 6 A through E, it would have been in that application that we did for that little market next to the
other donut shop.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. As well as this same exact language would have been found within the Walgreens conditional use permit that came to you last month.
Okay, so that's consistent.
It is.
I like David's word counterintuitive, because it is.
We understand your concerns, and I know the applicant understands your concerns. In fairness, it's a tough issue to deal with. That's why we require a conditional use permit, so that you could assure the community that you're doing everything you can to protect them before you give somebody a privilege with something that's so sensitive. I keep referring back to, obviously, they know how to follow the rules and do things according to the law, so that's a good thing. And do you want to reward?
You're saying that based on no ABC violations. But we also know that ABC does not actively investigate things either, do they?
There's activities going on in our community. You may refer back to previous staff reports when the police department was available. Our police department goes out and does checks trying to test for sales to underage
type thing, yeah.
Customers, works in conjunction with ABC. So the ABC license holders are under scrutiny by the ABC. They're not just
not just on a complaint basis.
Because we have had violations in the community from other license holders.
But it's not just based on a complaint or activated on a complaint basis.
I wouldn't have statistics on that. I would say it comes from both directions. One would be complaints where people report something they've seen. The other was probably from the proactive side of ABC going out and doing some kind of operations to try and identify stores that are selling inappropriately, and also local law enforcement doing the same thing.
Okay, we're ready for some action, gentlemen.
We've had some on-site action that's come before us here that we've talked about, right, with respect to a restaurant.
We have Southern dealt Reedley. With the conditional use permit license for alcohol sales and taken action against them.
Uh-huh.
Two separate establishments.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we want to move for denying this, we would go with Resolution 2010-14. If we want to look, well, actually, they're both numbered.
Yes, yes, sir. They're both numbered with the same. You would state which movement you would be making.
Right, okay.
I would move to approve Resolution 2010-14 for approval.
Okay, we've got a motion. Is there a second?
I'm going to second it because it's not an addition to the census tract.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call for the vote then, please.
Commissioner Tattaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
No.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Reluctantly. Reluctantly.
It's a tough one.
I'm disappointed, gentlemen, that makes a difference between a good business or a healthy business and an unhealthy business, and that's what you're telling me it is. So I'm disappointed at that fact, and I will probably repeat this more than once. My dad had a small store for many years, and he always said if my store depended on the town drunk to be my best customer, I will not run that business. And I wish more people could follow that rule. We'd have less trouble. Good luck. I hope you can keep it clean. Do what you can to help that whole area, because obviously they need help. We need help. Okay, going on to commission comments and reports. Gentlemen, any questions on the building report? David, here, anything unusual that happens here? I don't see anything as I look up here real quick anyway.
Is 701 West Herbert, is that the Palm Village? I see MB Homes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. I was curious if it was the construction of homes in the back, you know, in that PUD, or if this was actually upgrades to the apartments. So thank you.
We would put any of the new units in the PUD under new home.
Okay, got it. Okay, I follow now. Okay, thank you.
What do we know about that clearing apartments over there, just in the end caps?
They're getting close.
They're getting close, aren't they?
To requesting finals on one of the, one half of it.
They look nice.
16 units total that they're building 16 units at a time.
Yeah, they look nice.
They had previously pulled a permit for 32 units at once, paid for everything at once, started construction on the first 16, and then they'll start on the next after those are final.
Is the next city council when the Reedley Apartments comes up?
Next Tuesday.
Yes. Yep.
Next Tuesday?
I saw it.
That should be a whiz banger.
Be a late night.
You don't need any
Cheryl.
New stories. You can just.
Late night.
Anything else for the good of the cause? We got Fresh and Easy open.
Fresh and Easy's open, and as far as I can tell, they're still going crazy. I don't know if you can get in there at all.
I think I told David, but I spent an hour with Fred Bruswellis the other day.
Oh.
Stopped by to see him in Tulare. He's looking good, doing well. Yeah. Asked about everybody here, how things were going, and I updated him on as much as I could remember. And said he still comes here to get his teeth fixed, Dr. Otto. So. Yeah.
Good looking teeth.
I did see several of those carts from the Fresh and Easy parking lot already walking away. It's a good thing
they had a surplus.
I picked one up on Reed today thinking it was theirs, and it turned out it was Dollar Store. It was green, so I thought it's got to be the other place. So I shoved it in a Dollar Store and said, shoot the next guy that runs away with one of those.
That's funny. Yeah, my wife's been in there once. I haven't been there yet. I was gone that weekend. It opened.
Too bad there's not a way you could pay the kids to return them, but and then I guess they'd be stealing.
They probably steal
them
so they can bring them back, like soda pop bottles, you know.
Have you tried to get off the lot there at Walmart with one of their carts? It stops.
And the wheel locks. Oh, really? The wheel locks. It's got a sensor in it.
I'm not sure about Walgreens, but at Walmart, my daughter had a big old. She parked far away so she could walk in, and she had another 100 yards to go or something like that, and that thing just locked up. It would not go off.
Maybe we should require that on all new shopping carts.
Conditional use permit.
Yeah. You could do that without a conditional use permit. You could put it into the development standards for shopping centers.
Cool.
Got some kind of magnetic lock where it rides over a magnet and drops.
Just strip
at a certain point, the signal's weak or something, and it just.
So it's actually they have a magnetic strip that they'll actually run underneath the pavement.
Yeah.
Works.
And then you have a lot attendant making minimum wage that has to walk around with a demagnetizer. Lock him and push him back.
Cool.
She thought it was hilarious.
You can always tell where that line is in a Walmart parking lot because you'll have about 40% of the carts off.
Oh, I know one more thing I was going to mention to David and I didn't the other day. As I was noticing in Fresno, they're talking about these, I don't know, what do we call these small cars that are like golf carts? And they're talking about in the general plan, they're working on the idea of creating
additional lanes.
Right.
For
efficiency units
or something like that.
Which my immediate thought was, so in an effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by using low emission vehicles, you're going to create another lane of pavement. You got to find another solution in there somewhere. It makes sense, and it's working in the right direction, but it's additional pavement, creating a separate lane for they're effectively street legal golf carts that are low emissions, electric golf carts that are street legal, but you don't want to put them in to traffic that's.
Well, they can go up to 35 right now or something. Yeah, they can go in areas up to 35.
I thought an easier solution was just set the speed limit where it's acceptable and go in that area.
citywide speed limit of 35.
Like my dad's
citywide,
jammed car.
Citywide, just trying to avoid collector and arterial streets.
I just thought it's something we need to think about, though, as we move on to this.
You haven't seen my dad's. He's got one.
It's
street legal, yeah. It's a gem car. It's a two-seater. It's got a little pot on the back, and he can put like five or six sacks of groceries in there. And I mean, the only place that he cheats on is to get to EECU. He has to cut across Myrtle and go up that Button Willow that's 40-45 for that one little section there. And that's the only place he's really cheating anywhere else in town. He's got probably close to 300 miles on it since last spring, and he can't go outside the city limits, so... Go figure, you know, that's all electric.
Yeah, it just makes sense, though, in our valley level land, we should, more of us should be driving them.
Well, and then the more compact we create our grid street system,
mm-hmm.
the more they'll be comfortable without creating additional lanes. And that gets me to Blossom Trail project was approved by the city council on Tuesday.
Good.
So they followed your recommendation.
Cool.
That's good.
Took him a couple hours. Don't write that down.
It's going to be in the voice minutes, right?
Yes, it is.
You'll mute that part.
Okay, so we are scheduled for a meeting first Tuesday of, or the
We're
second?
We're normally scheduled for April 1st. We don't have any pressing business that you need to get to. If that's one that you would like to avoid, I understand that's...
I'm on vacation, actually, out. Chairman Nord. That is spring break for...
I'm on vacation that week.
We could tentatively schedule the April 15th meeting alternate date as our next meeting, provided we have any business.
Is that preferable to you gentlemen? April 15th as opposed
to... At this point, it is for me.
At this point, it is. It
really makes no difference to me, so.
We could all work on our taxes together.
Whatever
yeah.
suits the rest of the commissioners.
Works okay for me, too. Let's go for April 15th, huh?
That's fine.
Yeah, because we'll need...
Yep.
And Commissioner Barker and Rob Terry will be going to the Planners Institute.
That's right. What's the date on that?
24th?
24th
to the
26th. Yep. All right.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Always. They do a nice job.
We spend a lot of time over there. And we spend a lot of time in Santa Cruz. Do you ever go over to Seacliff Beach where they have the Palo Alto, that old cement boat out at the end of the wharf?
I haven't been there, I don't think.
Yeah,
I've seen it a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, I better get on it while you can. It's crumbling over the years. Can't even get on it, yeah. Okay, we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you.